Okay, this is Perek Beis and Hilchos Yisurim Mizbeach. In this chapter, the Rambam is going to go back to our favorite topic of blemishes. We've covered a lot of these, as the Rambam did in Bias HaMikdash. We saw a list of blemishes that are found both in people and animals. But the Rambam is going to focus in this parak on the blemishes that are specific to animals themselves, and then various halachas surrounding this. It says in Halacha Aleph, so the Rambam says, we don't have to go over them. There are 50 blemishes that both people and animals can get. And the Rambam already went through those in the previous sections. There are certain blemishes that are unique to animals. You won't find them in humans, right? There are 23 total. So the first one is, if the eyes of the animal, the eyeballs, are round like human eyes. If, let's say, one is large like a calf, the other one is small like a duck. But if their ears are, what do you call it, not the same size, meaning one ear is large or one ear is small, that's not a considered a mum. If there's a white spot, if there's a spot in the eye that has a, what do you call it, little hair coming out of it, if the area on its nose got destroyed in a place that you could see, if its mouth resembles that of a pig, even though, let's say, it's not, what do you call it, looks exactly like a shvud, is like a spit that you put over fire when you roast meat on it, even if it doesn't really look that way, still, if it's split in such a way, it's considered a mum. Lacha gimel. All right, so we're getting to tonsils. Chitea, chitzonos, so there's these outer tonsils, shenikvo, shenikvamo, that have a hole in them or are destroyed. Afi, shenishon, miksasan, or shenigmamo, even if there's a little bit left or if they're very tiny. Inekru, chatea, apnimios, those are all considered a problem. If the inner tonsils were ripped out, shereba is, sheposachas pia, vitsavachas, heinirin, chasirin. This is a mum if when you open the mouth, you could see that those tonsils are missing. So if the horns of a male animal are ripped out and there's nothing all the way to the bottom of them, there's nothing left. But if it's a woman, a female animal that has horns, this would be acceptable. If the skin of the membrane that surrounds the genitals of the male animal are what are called destroyed, if there's some sort of like blemish around the genitalia of a female animal, in nifkam azanam in etzem avalom in aprak, this is if the if the tail itself that's sticking out of the bone has been destroyed in some way, but if it's at the joint itself, it's not a problem. In ma'isa rosh azanam afutzal ashtayim mishnei atzamim, if the tip of the tail itself is split into two, imaya ben chuya chuya mala etzel basar, if there's a space between each of the vertebrae, the amount to fill in a finger with of flesh. If the tail is very, very short, now how short is it? It's short where katzer. That kind of bigdi chulia achas mum. So if it's a very short tail, it's a problem. And until when in a little tiny, what do you call it, goat, it's to the point of one vertebrae width. Shtayim kasher. But if it's two, then it's kasher. Ubadla, ubutala, ubutala, orak shtei chulios mum. When it comes to a lamb, the length of two vertebrae is the measurement for the mum. Ha'isa shalosh kasher, verse three is kasher. Zanav agadish ha'irach ha'madudol domo l'shal chazir. So let's say the tail of the gadi is really, really soft and it kind of like twirls down like a pigtail. Im nishbar etzem min hazanav, if the tail bones are broken. Aval im nishbar etzem mitzalos of kasher, but if one of the ribs are broken, it's okay. Meish ein b'gali, because we can't see that mum. Okay, alocha hey. So if the animal has five legs or if it has three, if let's say one of the hooves of its feet was round like a donkey, of apishi stuka uprusa, even if it's split, if one of the hooves has really what it called become short, or also if the hooves that they got really really, really tiny. Afabisha nishar, mizikusan, if there's a little bit left over, like some of that fibers, ma'at karav l'basar, that's close to the flesh itself. Okay, so of all the, remember, there's 50 that are both humans and animals, 23 unique animals, so that's a total of 73. All these 73 that the Rambam listed total, posen osam min hakorban, prevent the animal from being brought as a sacrifice. So we've seen this before. If one of these blemishes should emerge in an animal that's in, so to speak, perfect condition, that is already sanctified for the mikdash, it should be redeemed and then becomes basically a non-hektish animal, can be used for anything. Chutz, except for mizakein, for an older animal, chole, one that's sick, umizuham, and someone, one of the, an animal that smells really bad. Shalpish in a kashal korban in iftah, because even though you can't use those for a korban, you can't redeem them either. So what do? Ela yehi kayim v'roa, so you basically let them roam the fields, achiyola b'mum acher, until they, another blemish emerges on them, kavua, mishar momen v'yiftah. So if a new mum that is what they call permanent emerges, then you can go ahead and redeem the animal. So too an animal that was set aside for the mikdash, if it develops a blemish that's temporary, in a krav of lonifes, you can't redeem it, nor can you bring it as a korban. Now there are four blemishes that exist both in people and animals, but these are temporary. So you have what it called garav lach. You have like this some sort of skin boil that's full of moisture. Chazazah she'ena mitzris, you have some sort of boil that's not Egyptian. Mayim she'yordim ba'ayin ba'ein kluin, you have water that comes out of the eyes, but it's just a temporary. And sanverin she'ein kluin. And so too you have this this degeneration of the eye, of the optic nerve, that also is not a permanent blemish. Lachachas. Yesham arba chulayim acherim. So there are four other sicknesses. If you find this in an animal, you can't bring this to korban. Because the animal is no longer the ideal. So we see you're supposed to take from the choice animals. So the animal has some type of growth on its eye, but there's no hair coming out of it. If let's say it's the substance part of the horn shrinks, even though it's a little bit left, if the inner tonsils got reduced. So if any one of these, if any one of these are found in an animal that's set aside for the mikdash, you don't bring it as a korban, nor do you redeem it. Rather, you let it wander the fields until it develops a blemish. But if you did bring one of these animals because of the unique nature of this mum, it would be considered, according to the Rambam, accepted as a korban. Halacha tes. So too, when let's say I do an isser with an animal that was set aside for the base mikdash, o shehimises adam, or let's say it killed an animal be'ed echa, but it was the only person who witnessed it, o al pi abaylim, or let's say it was by the owner, lo krav lo niftes, you can't bring it to karma nor can you redeem it, ash yola la mum kaboa, until a permanent blemish emerges in the animal. Alach yud, be'imesh ol ba achas min atreifos asurus osa ba achila. So any animal that develops an internal blemish, a trefa, meaning something happens to it inside of itself that will cause it to die, and therefore I can't eat it, asur l'gav mizbeach, so too I can't bring that animal as a korban. Har yomer hakriveu na l'fasecha hayurtzcha o'yisapanecha, because the Torah basically says you bring the ideal stuff that shows favor to God. V'afish ein ru'uya l'korban, even though you can't bring it as a korban, ein poden osa, you can't also redeem it, ein poden esakachim achim l'klava, because you can't redeem kachim, something that's sanctified, the mikdash, to feed the dogs. El yiru achinusu bikru. In this case, you let the animal wander the fields until it dies, and then you bury it. Lachidav. Nishchutav nimse strefa. Let's say you shech the animal and you for korban, and you find out that it's a trefa. Arezu takes on the base of strefa. So it was taken out to an area called the base of strefa, where they would basically burn these things. Let's say after shechting it, you look inside and you see there's an organ missing. Even though it's not considered trefa, can go into instance for kliya achas. Let's say, for example, you found one kidney, or shenita atchul, or the spleen was removed. Harizu asur lemizbeach. You can't still bring this to the mizbeach, but tisarif. Lo neshi balas mum, right? But not because there's a blemish here. Shein chisaron shemefnim mum, because an internal something missing inside is not considered a mum. Neshi makriv mechaser klal, because we never bring something that's missing as a korban. Shenemar timinim yulachem. Timinim means complete here. V'chol ayeser kechaser. So too, anything extra is considered like missing. The vikach in mitzvah sham shalosh kolios. For instance, if you found three kidneys, or shnei tchulim, or two spleens inside, psula. It will be puzzle. You will not be able to bring this as a korban. Okay, Rama mentioned before something called sanverin, and there's sanverin that's temporary and permanent. So sanverin is some sort of optic nerve breakdown. So now we're going to spend the last few halachas getting into the specifics of how to diagnose such a thing, which is a very good insight into medicine back then. So ezohi sanverin kvuim. So what is considered a permanent degradation of the optic nerve? Kol shesha shmonim yom. Okay, so you observe the animal for 80 days, the lo ra'a, right? And it wasn't able to see. Ubokun osa shlosh pa'amim biyom, excuse me, shlosh pa'amim. And you have to check it for three times during that 8-day period of time. Biyom shiva ve'esrim, me'esher gishuvo. So 27 days from the time that it's, you saw that it was having a problem. Ubiyom arba ve'chamishim, and on the 54th day. Ubiyom shmonim, and on the last day. Imra monim lo shmonim me'esher paskariya. So if it couldn't see and then it was able to see again, we count from the time that it always stopped seeing. Lacha gimel uvame yodea, right? So how is it now going back to the other one about the water, the discharge of water from the eyes? Uvame yodea shemayin kvuin. So how do you know that the discharge of water from the eyes is a permanent blemish? Kisha achla asavim lechem mirosh adar ad chati nisan. So it eats fresh grass from Rosh Chodesh Adar until halfway to Nisan. And then it eats after that a sublimation, dry grass, Elul v'chati Tishrei, during Elul in the first half of Tishrei, lonis rapa, and it wasn't healed. Then what can we say for sure? Hare elu mayim kvuim. Then we can say for sure that the tearing of the eyes, the water discharge from the eyes, is a permanent blemish. Halach yada, v'kama tocham asavim elu halachim. So how much of the fresh grass must be eaten, bizman halach, in the time where the fresh grass grows, v'yavashim, and the dry, bizman yavesh. So it has to be at least the amount of the size of a fig before its first meal that it eats in this three-month period of time. Because remember, it's 80 days. And it must eat it after drinking. And it should be allowed to wander the fields when it eats. And it shouldn't be alone. It should be with another animal to hang out with it. Im naaseh la kol elu. So if all these conditions are met, lonis rapas, and it wasn't cured, hare elu kavuah. Then we could say the watery issue is a mum kavuah. Vadai. Vim chaser echem kol elu. But if one of these conditions wasn't met, hare zeh safek. So then we could at best say it's a doubt. Vena kreva. You can't bring it as a korban, below niftes, nor can you redeem it. Okay, halacha tezvav. So ketzat. So what do we see from this? So achla halach mishpato ba'adar kulo b'chatzin yisa. Let's say it ate the wet grass, the moist grass, during Adar and half of Nisan. And then it ate the dry grass, as it's supposed to do, but it ate it in the second half of Nisan and the month of Iyar. Now it's eating in the 3 months in order, or it ate the fig amount of the grass after its normal meal, before drinking. Osha haisa kshura, or was tied up. Osha haisa levada, or was wandering alone. Osha haisa begina smuchal ir, or was in a garden next to the city. Velonis rapas, we call elu, suffik ruin over. And it's not cured. Now, at best we could say, we have a suffik, because not all the conditions were met, and we're not sure if it is a temporary or permanent blemish. Shavikach, and the hitlava mum acher in aloka. That's why if you went ahead and you created a mum in the animal, afterwards, you wouldn't get malchus. Achal kish mishpata bizman echila, velonis rapa. Now, if it ate from the grass in the way that it's supposed to and didn't get cured, harili balas mum kavua. We can definitely say that this mum is a permanent blemish. Bani alacha design, yesh v'davar safek inu mafreya hi balas mum kavua me'esh shabau lahamumim me'esh nisyashim me'rapaosa. So there's a suffix about whether, what do you call it? We say it's a mum kavua, it's a permanent blemish from the time that it contracted the blemish, or was it from the time that we gave up from it being able to be healed? So let's say you redeemed it prior to giving up on it being healed, but then you benefited from that which you redeemed it with after you gave up on it being cured. So there's a suffix whether or not you actually, Me'ila is stealing from the temple, and that's through Hana, whether you actually, through benefiting from it, whether you actually stole or not. But you wouldn't bring a Korma Me'ila in such a case, like we'll see when we get to Hilchos Me'ila. Okay, that ends Parak Beis, and we'll pick up Parak Gimel tomorrow.